We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I better bring in an expert that we pay here. The great Elliot Shaw Parks from WIP is on the line. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, Elliot, let's start with this. When it finally broke around 2 o'clock yesterday, were you surprised at all that Doug was out?
I was not that surprised. I mean, I always thought that, honestly, I was more surprised last week when it seemed like he was going to come back. I think that coaching staff was always going to be an issue between these two sides. And I really think that when it came down to it, Jeffrey Lurie does not trust Doug Peterson as much as he trusts Howie Roseman. Now, I think that's a mistake. But for there to be a Super Bowl winning head coach that cannot pick his own coaching staff, it's crazy to me. So I wasn't surprised that Doug finally put his foot down. And I don't think it'll be long before Doug gets another job. I think that's part of the reason, you know, it's going to be billed as a firing, but I really do feel this was mutual. I don't think Doug wanted to stay here any longer because of the lack of power and the belief that he can go somewhere else and get that type of power and, you know, be able to control his own coaching staff like he can't here.
By the way, Jonesy, Lurie predicted that Doug would have a job by the end of the week.
Yeah, he should.
Anyway.
He didn't deserve to be fired.
No, well, that kind of suggests that to me. I don't know. All right, let's be real specific here. Why did Doug Peterson get fired yesterday, Elliot?
Well, I think this is because of they made a mistake not handling this in December. Now, I understand to a certain degree not wanting to discuss this stuff during the football season, but this team was not 13-3, right? They were in some version of a playoff race, but with their record, they certainly knew that there could have been changes coming. So I think that both sides wanted to wait until after the season to have this conversation. And then once you do, I can understand wanting to take a week to, you know, maybe really think it over from both sides. But the reality is this should have been handled in December. They're now a week behind the rest of the teams when it comes to their coaching search. There are certain coaches they can't interview until after the playoffs now, like Brian Daboll, Eric Bieniemy, those type of coaches, because of the fact that they're behind. So, yes, I do get it to a certain extent, but the fact this was waited, that they waited until January to do this instead of December, I think is a real lack of planning on that.
But I'm sensing from your previous answer that it was a battle over who the assistants would be. Doug drew a line in the sand, and the Eagles said, no, we don't want the guys you want. Is that what precipitated yesterday?
Correct. Yes, okay. That was the main issue between the two sides. All right. I do think the overall lack of belief in Doug was the main issue, but, yeah, the coaching staff was okay. what really did
so
it.
So we now know, Jonesy, that Doug Peterson was fired because he insisted on bringing in his own guys. Mm-hmm. Why wasn't Howie Roseman fired?
I think Howie wasn't fired because Jeffrey Lurie is such a huge part of these decisions that if you were to fire Howie, it's really admitting Jeffrey's been making mistakes as well. I completely understand the anger towards Howie. I think it would have been a good time to completely, you know, just clean slate and get rid of Howie and Doug at the same time. But Lurie is so involved that for him to fire Howie would be admitting that he's also not doing a good job.
All right. Do you think he should be that involved?
No, I don't. I don't think it's a good way to run a team. I mean, look, how often do we make fun of Jerry Jones in the city, right? But there's really not that big of a difference at this point between Jerry Jones and Jeffrey Lurie in terms of their involvement. I mean, he's there every day. He's in the draft room. He's extremely involved. I don't think, as we can see over these last 2 years, it's not the best way for a franchise to be run.
All right, but here's the thing. Jeff McClain has been reporting that he's more involved now than he was before they won the Super Bowl. That he's got his nose in everything now, right? And here's the thing I'm trying to figure out. So is Howie his yes man?
Yeah, that's how I view it. You know, it's funny that, there's a criticism of Howie, and it was true early on in his career that he didn't listen to anybody. But now I think actually he listens to Larry too much, and I actually think in some ways he listens to the coaching staff too much. And I just think, you know, the Jeff McClain article that you're referencing was really good. It brought up the J.J. Arcega-Whiteside pick. I'd heard that as well. That was something where, you know, Jeffrey Lurie wanted that done. So when you have your owner suggesting second-round pick at receiver, that's just simply not a way to run a winning organization.
All right. Well, now I'm getting more irritated as I hear this stuff. All right. So Howie is an extension of Lurie. So he can't fire Howie. It would almost be like Lurie is firing himself, right?
Yes.
So here's the thing now. He's now telling me below Howie are five GM level people in that front office. How did they have all these brilliant football minds, Elliot, and blow six straight drafts?
Because I don't think their football minds are as brilliant as they think, honestly. I was pretty surprised yesterday during Lurie's press conference how rosy of a picture he painted. I understand that he wants to be positive about the situation. I get that as the owner. But I really think overall he did not sound like an owner that's aware of how frustrated fans are, especially with Howie, but with the team overall.
All right, tell me what you think is going to happen now in this search for another coach. Is it a really established coach, Elliot, going to say, well, they wouldn't even let a Super Bowl winning coach pick his assistants? Isn't that going to discourage the best names knowing what just happened to a good guy like Doug?
So I'm a little skeptical to say that completely because it's still the Eagles. They're still a major media market. They're one of the, you know, in a lot of ways, premier franchises in the league. So I'm hesitant to say nobody will take this job. But you are absolutely correct. Any hesitation that a head coach has about coming here will be warranted. Like, we can have our opinion of Howie. The fans can have their opinion. The reality is the last two head coaches to work directly with Howie have wanted out, right? Chip wanted him gone. Doug wanted out after working with him. So I do think that there'll be hesitation from the premier guys when it comes to taking this job. And again, last time they wanted a head coach, they tried to hire Adam Gase. He wanted out from as soon as he had the interview. I was told he was no longer interested in the job based off how the interview went. They
wow.
ended up with Doug Peterson.
Dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, they did. That's true. But look, Doug ended up being a good head coach, but he was like their fourth choice. So I'm hesitant to say they won't get their top guy, but I think there'll be a lot of hesitation in the league amongst taking this job.
How big a factor was Carson Wentz in this decision?
I think he was a factor, but I don't think he was as big a factor as it's going to be made out to be. Now, I do think that Doug not being back significantly increases the chances that Carson will be back. I think Carson was in the same camp as Lurie and Howie and just not having a trust in Doug as a football mind. I don't think Carson thought that the offense Doug ran could be successful and could really turn things around here. But I don't think ultimately Doug is gone because of Carson.
All right, Elliot, the last question, and I want to you got to go deep on this one for me.
All right.
The 42 minutes is over. The news conference has ended. You push down your laptop or whatever you're watching it on. What emotion are you experiencing, Elliot Shore Parks?
I was shocked. I think shocked is the right word because Lurie has really, I think, since I've covered the team, done a pretty good job in those type of situations. But I thought he blew it yesterday. Like I said, I think that he did not show the amount of frustration that fans are feeling. I don't think he was, you know, in some ways honest about how bad things are right now with this team. And I thought it was a really good chance to connect with the fans and show that he understands what happened last year is unacceptable. And I thought he sounded, you know, frankly, delusional for a lot of it. So I think shock was my main emotion.
Elliot Shoreprox, great job, Elliot. Really appreciate it. Thanks, buddy.
Yep, talk to you guys soon.
So there you have it, Al. He was shocked. I was discouraged.
Delusional.
Discouraged.
That was it.
I was discouraged and I was hungry because I had not eaten my dinner yet.
Yeah. Good thing.
Mike, you know what, Al? You're right.
Yes.
I then ate my dinner and it didn't go down good. Even now, I got a little indigestion.
I noticed that.
No, you did not notice it. Mike is out alive from Berwyn. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Ange?
What are you thinking, Mike?
I think it was a disgrace. I felt like I was in Jerry's world listening to him speak. You know, I do agree with Elliot with that. You know, it just mirrored Jerry Jones. I think at this point, Lurie is overstepping, and he should let his people do the job. Now, I understand they can't do it, especially Howie. Howie, I mean, to me, that's the problem.
See, but here's the thing. What Elliot just said basically is that a lot of these mistakes were not Howie's.
Yep.
They were Jeff's.
Yes.
That Jeff now is meddling. You know how all these people out there have their own little pools for the draft and stuff? Jeff's one of them.
Yeah,
only he gets to make the pick.
Yeah, and he doesn't have to live with the consequences.
Yeah.
Except in losses.
He can always give it out. Yeah. No one's ever firing him. He's a billionaire.
So Howie basically becomes the front man.
It's a dysfunctional model. Do you understand, Mike? If you've got a guy who's actually meddling in this stuff and is not being held accountable because he owns a team, you're screwed. Hello?
Yeah, I agree. I think that there is a problem there. I think that call to tank was from Jeff Lurie, and he's passing the buck now.
Well, I know this. Mike, I appreciate your call. The tank thing, here's what I know. I mean, 100% no. It was not only Doug's decision.
No.
And the way Lurie tried to portray it yesterday
Doug
was determined to get Sudfeld in because Sudfeld was great. He was 19 for 22 one game.
You know that game the Eagles scored 0 points.
Yeah,
it was a 6-0 meaningless loss to Dallas at the end of the 2017 season when they didn't need the game
anyway.
This
is how they use these bogus numbers to try to support bogus positions.
Yes.
I don't enjoy it. Rocco's out of life from the Dirty 30. Hi, Rock.
Hello, good morning. Good morning, guys.
This what are you feeling,
already, huh?
Rock, what are you feeling right now? Share it.
Well, I think you should add a fourth person to your question of the day.
Who?
Chip Kelly. Since Chip Kelly, Lurie has changed as an owner. He's more involved, and now he thinks he's a genius because he's got the trophy. And it gave Howie higher stature. And everybody else is insignificant. I've never been a Jeff Lurie guy. You know that.
No,
you know
me
that
either.
Since he got here.
Me either.
I've never. He's a Chestnut Hill Hollywood wannabe. He's just not a Philadelphia guy.
Okay, keep Chestnut Hill out of this, Rock.
See, I'm wrong. Chestnut Hill.
Yeah,
it's a different.
Yeah,
that's Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts. It's very snooty there. Not this Chestnut Hill. Yeah. It's fine. Not this one.
But it's like you're asking. I could not watch that whole thing.
No?
I could not watch that.
No, you're the biggest Eagle fan. You did not hang in for the 42 minutes?
Listen, I ran in a circle of politics. The politicians didn't even look that bad as Lurie did yesterday. I mean, he twisted himself in a Philly pretzel. He really did. And he was talking out of both sides of his mouth.
That's true.
The bottom line is the person. If I was in that press conference, I would ask one question.
What's that?
You have a lot of openings for coaches. You have a few openings for GM. If both Howie and Doug were both available at the same time, who would get a job tomorrow?
Oh, he wouldn't have handled that hypothetical. Are you kidding me? You think he loves Howie. And now I know why. Because Howie does whatever he tells him to do. Howie's his yes man. Doug was Howie's yes man. And Howie is Lurie's yes man. Everybody's got a yes man.
I'll ask you the same question.
Right, Jonesy?
Yes.
Rock, I got to keep it moving. Love you, man. 2-1. That was awkward. Boy, that worked out. 215-592.
What was awkward about it?
Sometimes accuracy is very awkward.
Yes.
215-592-9494. We are just getting started here. We still got Mike Lombardi checking in. Who knows better how that works?
Man.
We got Mike Garofalo for the national perspective. And we've got a very angry Marcus Hayes from Inquirer.com Daily News. Boy, has he got a lot to say on this. But when we come back, we all need a moment to thank Doug Peterson for what he gave to this city.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that next. WIP Sports Time, 7:16.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.